Yeah, so, regular season, they've played well. I mean, but that's been Dallas's MO right. the last couple of years. It's once they get to the playoffs, they don't show up. But, I mean, for the Saints, Sean and Zim were very close. So, Sean knew Zim well. I mean, it may have been a different look. We didn't block very well as far as the double A gap. But, I mean, from a prepared standpoint, I don't think that they're going to throw a lot at you that you haven't seen. You know, whether it's, hey, you know, there are not many blitzes that teams are just creating out of the blue air. Now, you may not have prepared for them a lot, but it's not like that they haven't run this certain blitz. I mean, because – there's only so many blitzes that teams are going to run. That's just – I don't know anybody that's creating a new look. You know, you're zone blitzing, you're weak, you're strong. It's double A. It's zero. You know, I don't know what else you're creating. But anyway, if you execute, you give yourself a chance. He talked about something. The Saints have to run the football. I don't think the Saints will be successful if they do not run the football. So whether that's first down, third down, whatever it may be, the Saints have to run the football.
To be able to maintain your offense. You can't,
behind. Not even maintain your offense. You can get behind. I'm not worried about them getting behind. They can fall down, you know, 10 points, 14 points. You still have to be able to run the football. I mean, I don't think that you're going to be very successful against this team having to drop back pass 40 times. You're just not going to be successful. Your offense is not built that way. You have to be able to run the football, even if it's some tough sledding, so to speak, as far as yards-wise. I'm fine having to punt. I'm fine having to put defense out there and let them play the game. What you can't do is give up on the run because you're not having a lot of success early, and now you allow this team just to say, oh, we can just rush the quarterback. We don't have to worry about them running the ball.
Shorten the game, so to speak, because you just got to grind it out. I mean, it's about flip it for me.
Yeah, it's not even shortening in the game. In a sense, yes, you're shortening the game, but really, that's just your offense. You're going to run the ball. That's week in and week out, and that's why taking your team on the road, you want to run the football. I mean, it's not necessarily because you fear them offensively. That's just who you are from. That's your identity as a team.
So then defensively against Dallas's offense, CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Cooks at wide receiver, Ezekiel Elliott at running back.
Go be a bully. That's what I want you to do. Go be a bully. That's what the Saints have to do on defense. You got to go and be a bully. Because they want to play fast. They want to get it to the toys. You got to hit the quarterback. You have to affect the quarterback. And if I have to send pressure, then that means I'm going to leave somebody on the island. I don't want to get beat over the top, but I want to contest at the catch point. But you can't allow that team just to play fast. You can't allow Dak to feel comfortable in the pocket. You've got to make him move a little bit. Dak has the ability to run. I don't know if Dak really wants to run. He will, but, you know, you can't allow Dak to just break containment, but you've got to hit him as well.
And move the pocket. They'll move the pocket with him just to create some throwing lanes for him.
Well,
at
yeah,
least against Cleveland.
Well, that was because of that D line, and right. I think that they respect the Saints in the same manner, you know. And so it'll be interesting. Win the line of scrimmage, run the football, and then be a bully on defense.